What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Yeah.
What the fuck have you got there?
Popping candy.
I fucking love popping candy. Can I have some?
You can, but I want some for recording purposes.
We are recording.
Oh.
Let's all have some.
Oh.
Let's all do some popping candy. Let's all pop some fucking candy. It's like drugs.
Poppers.
That's like poppers.
We're all going to pop.
Right. One, two, three.
Fuck yeah. This is like fucking heroin for kids.
That's good stuff. I haven't had that in years.
That's good fucking shit. Now let's go and fucking rob some old lady.
I'm still stuck in my teeth. That's how my granny used to refer to her flatulence.
I don't know, I went all weird then, thought something completely different, and I didn't want to. I thought you said that's how my nanny talked about her fanny.
Yeah, she did that a lot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Movies with Leon.
Yes. Hey, let me just get underneath that bar. And of the tone. Oh, what? Can't even fucking speak. Welcome to the Oddcast podcast, episode 77.
Episode
seven,
what?
77.
77.
Ooh. Jesus Christ. We are the podcast nobody's listening to.
Still.
Hashtag not listening. Part of the Barker podcast collection. Boom splat.
Blah.
Blah.
Nah.
I'm Adam, as always.
I'm Will, often.
I'm Ash, sometimes.
There you go. So at least we're very sure of who we are.
Usually.
How is it? How are you doing, listeners? Thank you for downloading us and streaming us or listening through someone's belly.
We love what you do, what you've done with your hair.
We love what you do with your hair.
It looks so pretty.
Will can see you.
I'm watching you now.
Oh, Jesus, that's a little bit creepy.
Yeah, look out your window. He's the one hanging from the tree with the binoculars.
Why would a tree have binoculars?
Yeah. You're in it.
Oh, he's the one wanking in the tree.
Gets quite uncomfortable after a bit, and you've got to pick a tree. To be honest, if you go for a hawthorn or something,
popping candy in my beard.
That's the first time in my life I've ever heard anyone say that.
There you go. Unique. Well done. How are we doing?
Yeah.
Good.
I was sick in my mouth earlier.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that makes you feel like you have a tampon stuck up your ass.
What the? No, cut! Favourite superhero, Will, tell me now. Who?
Wolverine.
Who?
Wolverine.
Wolverine?
Wolverine?
Yes, it's the heart-stopping moment. That's my first ever Wolverine joke.
I don't even get it.
It's a hard drug.
It's a harder drug.
Yes, it's a hard drug.
Yeah, it's harder than heroin.
You start with cannabis, you move on to ecstasy, and then it's the warfarin use.
Where does popping candy come on that scale? Because I'm addicted now. I want some more. You shouldn't have brought out popping candy in because...
Ah, oh, what would happen if you actually snorted it?
Nothing good.
Your head would explode, I think. Your head would explode. It was that myth, wasn't it, that if you have popping candy and drink Coke or something, you will die. Because in your stomach, it just explodes.
You've not
seen Urban Legend, the film?
Where he comes running into the assembly and does it.
Yeah.
And lies there and...
There you go.
Puffs out.
No, whatever. I do have two encyclopedias of Urban Legend in my toilet bookshelf.
Toilet bookshelf?
Yes, I have quite a well-stocked bookshelf in the toilet.
It's like a library.
Yeah, it's a small library of ironically shit books.
Ooh, nice.
Next time
Wolverine.
He goes for a big...
Yeah. Wolverine.
Wolverine. Wolverine.
Wolverine.
So your favourite superhero is Wolverine?
He's one of my favourites, certainly. It does vary, but I just think... The thing is, he's a cool character. He's probably laid back, a bit like... You've got a few others. He's kind of an anti-hero. Because he is. Because it's the way he was written, actually. I was about to try and go back to his life story, but no, it's just because he's written funnily.
Funnily?
In a funny
Yeah,
way.
He wants to be an arsehole, but he's not.
Yeah. He tries to be a grumpy old man, and he's definitely got the old thing going.
Because he's been living for fucking hundreds and hundreds of years.
But I believe you mentioned on an episode of Pod God Damn It, which will ironically come out several weeks after this does.
Will it?
I reckon so.
Let's work it out in our heads.
Well, this comes out in 2 weeks' time.
It comes out.
And the Pod God Damn It comes out in 4 weeks' time. It
comes out next Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, it's like Looper. It's a tease. If you listen to this, you go and listen to Pod God Damn It. You hear us talk about, wanted to talk about this. Popping candy blew my mind.
Fuck yeah. So, you did mention on this said Pod God Damn It,
yes,
that there's a new Wolverine film coming out.
There is.
Mm. Tell me more.
The Wolverine.
The Wolverine, but there's already another Wolverine film. So, because you've got X-Men Origins Wolverine. Yeah. So, it can't be The Wolverine, it's another Wolverine.
It's The Wolverine, and it has nothing to do with X-Men Origins Wolverine. At all.
Is it telling one of the different backstories from one of the different,
I think it may have little bits to do with the previous X-Men. So it's a prequel to those X-Men movies. But I got a feeling it could just be its own film in its own right. Because it's based on one of the comics, one of the novels.
It's Hugh Jackman again.
Hugh Jackman, yeah.
Because these days...
No Sabretooth.
It would be a real struggle for anyone else to play Wolverine these days. I'm sure there are actors out there that can do it, but these days you just picture the 6'3" Hugh Jackman as the 5'6" Wolverine.
How do you know he's 6'3"?
Because he stalks him.
Actually, I don't. I just knew he was over 6 foot and Wolverine was short, so I made up the stats and... Someone like Marcus is sitting there right now listening. Well, you're a cunt, you're fucking 6'2" and Wolverine 5'7".
Exactly how Marcus talks.
He does.
What
are
you saying?
Oh, Marcus, how you doing, mate? I'm fucking brilliant. How are you?
Sounds like Angelica Houston full of witches. Doesn't look like him. But he's also going to be in the new X-Men movie, Days of Future Past.
Days? What? Say that.
That's the name of it.
Jesus, blew your mind there. The new X-Men movie is called Days of Future Past.
Cunts.
And what they're doing is they are merging
Scrooge with
X-Men first.
Sorry. No, I'm with Ash on this one. The X-Men Christmas Carol. Oh, Magneto, why are you such a grump? The humans aren't so bad.
I love that little hand cat thing.
I'm the Charles Xavier of Christmas Past. And I'm here to show you.
No, they're merging X-Men First Class, mm-hmm. The latest one, with...
I liked that, yeah.
The original X-Men movies. So you've got James McAvoy as a Professor Xavier, Michael Fassbender.
Oh, that was the young fat one, right? Yeah.
As
Fassbender
as Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got all that. You got Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique, but also you have Wolverine and Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart coming back.
I thought you were going to say you have Wolverine as Hugh Jackman.
But I would assume at the point X-Men First Class was set, Wolverine would still have been validly played by Hugh Jackman. What with he being immortal
shit?
But
it's all about time travel. People have to go back to a universe to meet these people, go back to the time travel, come back.
We have to go back.
You do. That's what they got to do.
Fair enough.
It's like, Paul's like, oh, a little bit excited.
Slightly off subject, but can you imagine if Arnold Schwarzenegger went big game fishing, particularly for tuna, and caught a swordfish? Would he just say, "It's not a tuna"?
So, X-Men. I want you to do more jokes like that. You could be a stand-up, just doing Arnold Schwarzenegger jokes.
Yes, I could definitely be a stand-up. I couldn't be a funny one, but
no, it wouldn't be very funny.
We'd no. It would be like the comedy nights we've been to, where it's just me and you had. Basically, everyone else there's silence, just us two jolly, fat, bearded, pissed blokes at the back going,
Just imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, what would Arnold Schwarzenegger say if you said you were going to the shop? Get my ass a Mars bar!
No, well, anyway, it's not a tuna. I think we should have stopped there.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody likes.
Cut.
So, Ash, you were talking previously about they're changing the immigration quiz.
Yes.
So we've got.
Yeah, they want to actually make it more realistic and put more history questions in it.
Well, that's
British history.
Well, that's the thing. I'm talking about history, but because, I mean, it's kind of understandable. So we're saying people who are going for residency, I can't remember if it's residency or full citizenship. I'm assuming citizenship, actually.
What is residency?
Residency means you live there. Citizenship means you belong there.
I didn't know what that meant. I know
it means you get the passport.
Yeah. So to get the British passport, you have to answer a series of questions to show that you actually give a fuck about where you're living, which is cool, and I have no problem with that. But the trouble is, they're saying about British history, and it should be, yeah, you know, who did we beat in Agincourt? Who did we fight in the Hundred Years' War?
I ain't got a fucking clue.
Who did Nelson defeat?
I know this one. He used to cut two people, cut Archer's two fingers off. Yes. The drawing bows.
Yes. Where do we go on booze cruises?
Yeah. Basically.
that was the answer on all of those, Adam.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yes. But actually, I was kind of wondering if it's modern culture. We're talking about asking about history, but clearly we've demonstrated Adam, a British national, hasn't a fucking clue about that shit. So let's not concentrate on history. Let's actually go for more recent history. It's, Stephen Fry is famous. Hugh Laurie is famous. What comedy classic with also, fuck, what's his country?
Rowan Atkinson.
Thank you. Were they first in?
Blackadder.
Indeed. Well, you can get that one. You're allowed to live here still, Adam.
Oh, thank
well
you. Thank you. yeah, but then it'd get hard for you, though. Who won Big Brother 2003?
No, sorry, we're talking about culture here, dude.
That was culture. It was a big fucking show in 2003.
That's still not culture.
Was that the
that's media.
Was that culture? The hopping bird?
Fucking culture. And then you're talking about Blackadder.
Are we out of beer?
That's culture. No, we've got another 8 cans over here.
Oh, that's fine.
Fucking hell.
I just hadn't pulled them out of the plastic bag. One second.
Go and pull them out of the plastic bag then. So what other questions then would you be asking?
What is the unladen airspeed velocity of a swallow?
Is that a European swallow or an African swallow?
Close enough. He actually says African or European swallow.
Oh, fuck you.
But I reckon you would still be allowed to stay in the country.
Oh, what, you mean I don't get pinged off a bridge and go... Woo!
Oh, no, stop, Ash. I'm not editing anymore. Stop it. Stop what, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have already removed a substantial amount of this conversation.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No, cut. I dreamed a dream. Do you know that song?
When?
No, that song. I had a dream.
No, not that one. I thought you were going to go into my once king pulls over my...
I dreamed a dream, blah, blah, blah.
Like
I've
this.
I've got two legs from my feet to the ground, and when I move them, they walk around.
It's not much distance between your feet and the ground. Don't you
No, that's Monty Python. Is that not it?
No, I was singing from Les Mis. There is a castle on a cloud. I like to go there in my sleep. I drink cider quite a lot. Get off my fucking land.
What's that from?
Lee West Country.
Lee Middlesbrough.
If only Middlesbrough was in the West Country, that would be brilliant.
That would have worked, wouldn't it? That would have really worked, that one.
But last I saw Les Mis.
I saw it when I was 14.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe was so tiny back then.
Yeah, you win.
Starring Wolverine. And Catwoman.
Yeah, he's in it.
And Gladiator.
Hey, on which Catwoman?
Selina Cole from Dark Knight Rises.
Okay,
fuck off. Oh, I thought you were thinking. I was
not
thinking
Halle Berry.
Yeah, I was going to say,
she can fuck off.
To be fair, back in like Revolutionary France.
Floods!
You'd fuck up. You'd fuck the
vlog.
The immigration quiz.
But yeah, back in sort of France in the early 1800s, to be perfectly honest. She would have probably been a slave.
That's true.
To be fair.
Oh, my being racist.
No, that wasn't a racist thing.
It wasn't. To be fair, that was realistic. The question is, actually,
I'm not realistic. Shut up! Stop it! God,
I'm really getting to wind you up now. This is great.
You're like when my dog barks at black people on the telly.
But your dog's black.
I know. He likes him.
This is so bad. Stop it.
Yeah, Adam can't be racist. He's got a black dog and a brown dog.
He's born.
There's a yellow one.
Let's get a golden lamb.
Dude, you fucking dare.
So no me.
That's your fucking mouth.
Oh, we can actually bleach the brown one a bit. So, Labour's
really good. Really enjoyed it. I loved it.
I saw it on the stage up in London when I was about 14, and I absolutely adored it. And I want to go and see it on the stage again. I've been told it's good. I reckon it's going to be one of those few films to me that is absolutely best seen in the cinema, because I think you need the full sound, the full feel of it. But the music is incredibly powerful.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
But I tell you what, on Sunday I went to see Matilda the musical based on the Roald Dahl book. And that exceeded my expectations so much. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, like I say, it's a musical version, and it was Tim Minchin. He's the short Tim Minchin.
Stop it. Stop it, Ash.
I'm going to drink my beer and throw this at your head.
Why? You just found out that I might be half black or something.
Which half? Because the top half. I don't want to know that. That's why the wife's with you.
What are we talking about?
Matilda the musical and Tim Munchkin.
Tim Munchkin
did the music. Tim Minchin. It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
I absolutely loved
Funny.
It. It was, actually. The songs were fantastic. It was really well. I mean the original story. Do you ever read the Roald Dahl story or have it read to you or
no, watch the film?
Yeah. But you know the bit in the film where the Trunchbull picks up this little girl and swings around by the pigtails and launches it? Now that happens, so in the, because they've got all the child actors and they were all fantastic. So sickeningly talented for kids that can't be more than 8 years old. I mean, seriously, they were brilliant. But there is a scene, the Trunchbull picks up the little girl, and you can see, actually, she gets hold of these straps that are attached to the shoulder, swings around by harness, but that's kind of fair enough.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Just otherwise, you're going to have a new child actress every show.
Next one!
But unfortunately, my niece was with us. The girl from the Today My Boy Said blog. God bless her. And she...
But she's a girl.
...was wearing hair in pigtails.
Oh.
And she gets scared. Is 4 years old now.
Yeah.
Or just coming up to, and she kind of crouched down in her seat and went all quiet.
Was she supposed to?
I mean, they absolutely...
You're supposed to be scared.
Oh, no,
but
she got the proper fucking fear that the Trunchbull was going to come and get her.
Good.
But she loved it. But Tom's little girl absolutely adored it. She's edge of her seat the whole time. I'll tell you what.
I ain't got fucking pigtails.
You're not going to get me.
But it was just such good fun. Thoroughly enjoyed that. I don't often go and see musicals. The wife doesn't like them. She only goes when my mum buys us tickets, because this was like
she had to go.
Birthday present. Yeah, she was forced to go, and I need to
I love it. Well, I was forced to go and enjoy myself.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, trust me. I mean, I was delighted to go, but I'm now going to probably get my mum, give my mum the money to buy us tickets to go and see musicals. I'll go and see Les Mis on the stage again. Taking it back to that conversation. But what I'll probably have to do is pass my mum the money so she buys us the tickets so Sarah feels obliged to go, because the only fucking way I'll get her to do it.
No, we go. We do a podcast in the audience.
Oh, that would go down like
yeah.
That would
talk
go down
through the songs. Oh, they're singing about some crap now.
And we join in.
I dreamed a dream.
I don't know. That's all the words. Anyway, la 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 la.
I could do it in the Michael Caine accent. I dreamed a dream.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to reevaluate what you do in your spare time. Huh.
Cut.
What if Michael Caine was in a load of films? That'd be fucking great.
Michael Caine.
What about him?
In a load of films. Action movies, though. He was quite big in the 70s, wasn't he? He did a couple of action, like Ipcress Field Files and Italian Jobs and all that.
He was the size of a tangerine.
He was the size of a tangerine. But imagine an action, imagine like an Arnold Schwarzenegger films. Get to the chopper.
Get to my chopper.
It's not a bloody tumour.
Can you imagine like the Arnie body with Michael Caine's voice?
It would just be really, really weird. Quick, get to the chopper. Get your ass to Mars.
It can work.
You're a funny guy. I'll kill you last.
Yeah. Remember that bit? You remember when I said, I'll kill you last?
I lied.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
That wasn't Arnie.
I know. I was just going action sequences. Does it look like I'm ordering a fucking pizza?
What was that?
That was Die Hard again.
It has been a long time since I've seen that.
Whoa, well, go and listen to MovieCon episode 13.
And listen to a load of people talking over it.
Yeah, talking about it.
Over
with
it.
Around it.
About it.
During it.
Yes.
I might just watch the film.
To both!
At the same time.
No, I might watch the film and then listen to the MovieCon, because then I'll get the references in MovieCon. That's a good way to do it.
That's the way it
works.
Yeah.
At least I've listened to MovieCon then.
Thank you, Will.
Now, we were talking about Taken.
No, we wasn't talking about Taken at all. You're supposed to just go straight into it.
We never mentioned it. On the recording.
I know, yeah, you're right.
I didn't say when we were talking about it. So I was just expected to just launch straight into it. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that...
No, cut.
Podcast Network, they're all full of cuts. But you might want to listen to one of them. I don't know why you do it. Actually, I just don't know why you do it.
Hello there, podcast listeners. I am Jason the Angry Ginger.
And I am Jeremy that McBlizzard.
And we do a podcast called 7 Days a Geek.
Here's a few things we talk about. Movies, TV, comic books, cars, bitcoins, you name it.
Yes.
We talk about it.
We like to say we're a comedy podcast. One of the new things that we've done recently is we did a radio play.
We did.
One of those old-timey shit that your grandpa used to listen to, only this time we do it better with swear words. Gonna drop a clip right the fuck here.
Right here.
So, the plan was still together. No car, of course, but we could almost see the airport from where we were. We were going to make it. It'd be on foot. But we had to take care of some business first.
Chaz, come on and shake that thing. We've got to get the hell out of here.
Hang on! Oh, it's like fish hooks. Oh. Hang on!
Jesus Christ.
Dilly Dan.
Does everyone in this country pee this long?
Oh my god. Hang on.
That's a long piss, dude.
Yeah, nearly there. Stop looking or I won't be able to go. Oh.
Wow. I'm jealous. Literally, like right now, in the midst of this, I'm jealous.
Now I have to pee. Jesus Christ.
You're gonna have to hold it, dude. We're already waiting for him.
God, it's like broken plastic farm animals.
Back, what'd you think?
I loved it.
You can find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and we're also part of the Pod Gods Network.
Or 7daysageek.libsyn.com.
Just in case you're like, what's the name of that podcast again? 7 Days a Geek. Listen to us. Write it down. Ask Suri to set up a reminder. Get a fucking tattoo. Also, if you're thinking about starting your own podcast or know anyone who's interested in it, we're doing a new segment called Podcast 101, where you can learn everything there is to learn about podcasting. Starting in February, listen to 7 Days a Geek twice a week.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that gives you gas.
Cut. Okay, change of pace. I'm going to do this now because I recorded a chat with a listener back in December.
Ooh, who?
Her name's Lauren Wales. She's a loyal listener. She's been listening for quite a while on that. And back in December, I was on Twitter and I was just chatting about
Twitter.
Random shit. Yeah. And I think I was talking about... I think I brought up the subject of you slagging me off for watching the Towie Live show and all that stuff. I was writing jokes about it. And then she got on and she sort of got in contact with me about stuff. And then she's a fan of certain sort of celebrities and that, which people have a very different view on them.
So basically people I hate.
You may hate him, yeah.
Halle Berry.
Exactly. So
I know, he's using the term celebrity here, and I suspect when he's using the term celebrity, I'm just talking...
Not hit and run person.
Maybe human, technically. I could be wrong.
I thought it'd be quite interesting to have a quick chat with her over Skype and that, just about why she likes these people so much, and get her point across. And it was quite interesting when we did it. But I've been holding on to it, because I haven't actually had time to put it out on the podcast.
Well, we've not put one
exactly. We had a break.
We're back on.
So, her name's Lauren Wales, and this is the chat I did with her. Okay, so I got you on the show because we speak on Twitter every now and again about just random stuff and that. And there's always that massive discussion about celebrities, and people have different views on it. People say certain things about them. But there's certain celebrities which kind of are famous, but nobody really knows why.
Yeah, there's a lot of that about these.
And in particular, there's I'm going to name off 3 names, okay? And they're people that you've over Twitter. You've told me that you're kind of fans of them. So it'd be nice to hear kind of why you like them so much and what makes them so special to you. You got Paris Hilton, Courtney Stodden, and Kim Kardashian, is that right?
Well, yeah, I'm not actually a too big a fan of Kim Kardashian, though.
Ooh.
But I'm going to kind of put across news about her in, in a respectable way that I think, people should maybe understand.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, let's start off with the big one, Courtney Stodden. A lot of people in this country actually have no idea who she is, right? Because she hasn't actually done anything in the British media which has made people realise who she is, if that makes sense. So could you explain who she is to people out there?
Yeah, well, Claudine, she's basically, like, everything all in one. She's the whole package. She's a model, she's a singer, she's an animal activist, she's an actress, she's been on reality shows. The big one is the couples therapy that was airing on VH1 in the USA. Okay. And, yeah, she does a lot of things.
Right, okay, so... how is she famous? Why is she famous all of a sudden? Like, because over in England, a lot of people don't know who she is. In America, the listeners in America will probably know who she is more than anyone because she's quite big out there, but possibly for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, like, when Courtney came into the, like, media and stuff, it's because she, not only because she married young, she married when she was 16 years old in the USA. And that's, over here, that's, like, legal, but over there, it's quite illegal in some states. So the, yeah. That was a kind of shock. Yeah. But the fact is, she married Doug Hutchinson, the Hollywood actor, when he was, I think he was about 51, 52 at the time.
Okay, Doug Hutchinson, he's the guy, he was in Lost and The Green Mile, I think. That's what I remember him from. Because this is the story I heard about Courtney Stodden. That the only way I know about Courtney Stodden, which I believe a lot of the US listeners who are probably listening to this show will know, is that there's a podcast called Hollywood Babylon, and and they talk about a lot of celebrities and that they're quite jokey. They do take the piss out of certain celebrities, and she's been made out on that show to be a bit talentless and a bit pointless, but. It's nice to hear someone else now actually explain what she does, because all I've heard about her normally, and a lot of people, is that she just married this guy from Lost and The Green Mile, and it kind of made a bit of an uproar because, like I said, yeah, she was only 16 when she married him, which is pretty young. Even in this country, it's pretty young to get married.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that people should maybe not take things at face value, not read a book by its cover kind of thing, because when it gets down to it, Courtney isn't using Doug for her career in any way. She had already started on her career when she was about 12 years old or something. She's been modelling, she's been singing, she writes her own songs, sings her own songs. And I think that people should just, there's people out there that think she's talentless, and that's their opinion to hold. But I think that to like certain people do enjoy her singing and what she does.
So yeah, so she's got her own fan base out there, obviously, and people are just picking up on the fact that one person says she's talentless and she's a bit pointless, that other people didn't just automatically agree. Just so they followed a trend. Mm. So she hasn't got it easy then, by the sounds of it.
No, she doesn't have it easy, but I think she's a strong person, and I think her religion really helps her through it all. She's such a strong Christian, and she's got a great supportive family. I myself have been lucky enough to talk with Courtney and Courtney's mum, and they are so nice and they're so sweet. And I think that she's just, because of all the support and love she gets, she can stick up to the haters. And I think that the haters are the reason that Courtney is getting so big, because she's been put out there as this and that and the next thing. But to be honest, she doesn't even care about the negativity, because she's getting so much more good out of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that's true. The fact that the more people hate on somebody, then the more publicity they get. And then it gives people a chance to actually look into the person and make their own mind up. So really, the haters kind of, they're not doing themselves any justice, because what they're doing, they're making more and more people, you know, known to the fact who this person is. And then, you know, there's a lot of people out there that might just go, I think she's fine. There's nothing wrong with her. She likes it. She's just a young girl. She wants to be a model. So what? She hasn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And she's very smart. Like, people put her out there as very stupid, very dumb, but she's very smart. She knows exactly what she's doing to, you know, get can make headlines, and yeah, I mean, she does so much good as well, helping with she's part of the PETA and the USA, and yeah, she's really nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've looked up. I mean, I listen to people's opinions on certain celebrities. I mean, I have my own opinions on certain people and that. But when I heard about Courtney Stodden, the first thing obviously I found out was through Hollywood Babylon, the fact she was a young girl, married this guy from Lost and all that. So to me, I was kind of like, oh, that's quite interesting. And then obviously looked it up and that. And to me, I don't have any issues in what she's doing, because she, I mean, opposed to some people out there, she's not one of them people that's releasing sex tapes and riding on top of that. She's not out there bitching about other people like certain celebrities do, which I find annoying when they start fights with other celebrities. She just seems to be a young girl that people have kind of just decided to pick on in a way, and not given her a chance to, like you said, she's an animal activist. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but people are picking up on the bad things, such as like, oh, she may dress a little bit provocatively for 16, 17 year old. I mean, she's older than that now, isn't she? How old is she now?
She's 18 now, as of August.
Okay. She's 18 now, so like in a couple, I mean, I can understand people's bit concerned of the fact she was dressing a bit provocatively at such a young age.
Yeah.
Do you kind of agree with that, though? You can see where people sort of turned on that?
Yeah, well, when I first came across the whole thing, I'm not really too sure how I got laid on.
Yeah.
I was just on YouTube, happened to come across it, and I was really kind of shocked by the whole thing, and I thought she's after his money, blah blah blah. But that's an opinion that loads of people have. But you know, he's not like a really huge actor or anything. He's just like a really nice guy that they both happened to fall for each other. And I think that Courtney's dress, you know, is a bit. You know,
yeah.
What's the word? But I mean, she's 18 now, and people are still going on about it. And I think that she's an adult now; she can make her own decisions, and they should just let her be how she wants to be. But also, her dress sense has got her in the headlines. Like every time, every outfit she wears when she's out, she's making the headlines, and she just knows how to get herself out there.
So she's good at playing a publicity game, I guess, and she does it in a kind of a better way than some celebrities out there would do it. And the fact that if the people are focusing on the fact that she dresses so the way she does, then she then knows she can just build on that and keep doing it, because then they're going to constantly keep papping her and that.
Yeah, I mean, she says that she dresses that way to, you know, because she's young. She wants to show off her body. I mean, when you think about it, it's not a bad thing. I mean, who wants to see your body when you're like 90 years old, you know? Yeah. While you're young and you have a big body, like, show it off. And I think she's having so much fun and living her life to the fullest. And I don't see how anyone should have like any issues with that. She's not doing anything bad. She's not doing anything illegal. She's just being herself. And she is, as she says now, a sex symbol, and I think her fan base like really look up to her.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys out there that probably would. I mean, if they listen to this podcast and they have no idea who Courtney Stodden is, and they're now googling her, they probably would be thinking, "Yeah, I have no problems with what she's wearing." Because there's a lot of guys out there on the internet that would probably just look her up and not be complaining about it. She's an interesting person. It's one of the people. I'm not 100% sure who she is and what I feel about it. As far as I'm concerned at the moment, she's not hurting anybody by the sounds of it. She just seems to be having fun as a young girl. I mean, who knows, in a couple of years' time, she might drop out the limelight and she might go off and do something behind the scenes that nobody sees. But at the time, at the moment, she seems to be enjoying going around in skimpy outfits and just literally having a laugh.
Just now, you're starting to see her tone it down a lot more. When she first came onto the scene, she had a lot of makeup, she had her hair all done, she you know, had her chest out quite a lot and stuff like that, short skirts, but she's wearing less makeup, she's going more natural with her hair, and dressing, even though she's still dressing, you know, quite shockingly and whatever, she's growing, she's getting more mature, and I think she is gradually toning it down. She doesn't want to fade away just yet. I think she's just trying to kind of, you know, get herself, you know, ready for the offer she's getting at the moment for acting and whatever else she's doing.
Okay, so she wants to be an actress and she wants to be a singer. Yeah. What's this couples therapy show all about?
Well, basically it's a reality show where celebrity couples are on it, and they go into a house and basically just get therapy on their marriage. They're having all the couples there have like marriage problems, and basically their marriage problem was that you know, Doug had been cut off from his manager, his mother, and his brother, who was very close to, he lost everything over Courtney, and they disowned him when he married Courtney. They didn't want anything to do with him, and that was putting a kind of toll on their marriage. And also Courtney's dress sense, Doug didn't like the attention she was getting when they go out. He felt kind of uncomfortable, and Courtney was getting some calls from a close ex-boyfriend, and they were just kind of working through those problems. But in the show, all the couples basically focus on them and him, which I think is really unfair. But the whole show is just kind of revolving around Courtney and Doug, because the other couples are just more interested in them than they are their own problems that they came to get fixed.
Do you think that people are focusing on them because they're the strangest pairing, the fact that he's a 50-year-old guy and she's only about 18? Do you think that's the reason why?
Yeah, well, they were, like, shocked to, like, hear the age gap. And it's also shocking the fact that Courtney does look older. So it's kind of a shock to hear that she's so young. But also, Courtney's dress sense in the house was a big kind of caused a lot of drama in the house, because she wore things like hot pants and a bikini top to dinner, and people were trying to kind of cover her up, but she stood her ground because that's who she is, and she's not going to change as a person.
Okay, so that show sounds a bit strange, but that's reality TV for you, I guess. I mean, right, moving back on to the three celebs that we discussed about, we'll quickly get through them again. Paris Hilton, what is your view on Paris Hilton?
Well, I think that she's just a great woman. Again, like, she does it all. She's an author, a singer, actress, businesswoman, designer, entrepreneur, jet setter, you know, everything. And I think that Paris has just been attacked by the media because of that, you know, her famous sex tape. Yeah. And I think that, you know, as she says herself, she trusted him, she was in love, she was young at the time, and because that got out there, everyone just turned against her and put out all this absolute rubbish about her, and made her seem like that's the kind of person she is. But I think she does so much as well, just help people, help animals, and she's like a really sweet person, and I think she's really misjudged.
Okay. I mean, because she's one of the first ones that a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon straight away to say, oh, she's got a sex tape out, that's it, she's just in it, like, she's doing it for the money, she's talented, she can't sing, she's not even pretty, and people really, really put the daggers into her. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not a massive Paris Hilton fan myself, but then again, I don't think I'm a demographic. What's in it for me to like about Paris Hilton, as far as I'm concerned? I mean, I'm not into her music when she releases a song. I'm not a fan of modelling that much, and, do you know what I mean, she doesn't float my boat. But just because I don't like her doesn't mean the rest of the world needs to hate on her. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, of course you're not going to like everyone. I mean, that's what life is all about. You know, people have their own opinions. People like things, they hate things. I mean, I think it's just sad and the way that, I mean, you don't need to, you know, go out of your way to watch her movies or listen to her music if you're not into that, but if people would just accept the fact that it was just a mistake, and because she's so famous, it really got out there, and people make mistakes, but it just became so much worse for her because she's in the limelight, and I think it's just a shame, really, but I think she's just, she is like a really great person that just deserves a chance from the public.
I think the difference between her and Courtney Stodden, I mean, they're probably very similar in the way they've been treated in the media, but what I think is different is the fact that in, like I said, 3 years' time, Courtney Stodden could get a divorce this Doug, leave him, and then go off and do nothing and just go out the limelight, whereas Paris Hilton will always be in the limelight because of who her family are and because of what they own and how much money they have. So she won't be able to escape it, even if she wanted to. The only way she'd escape it is if she never went out.
I think that, I mean, a lot of people say that it's Paris Hilton, the Hilton family, the Hilton hotels, but Paris has now become like a brand. She's become, her own name has become, you know, a big deal. I mean, she's a businesswoman and designer. She's a very smart woman like Courtney. She knows what to do to get things like in the works kind of thing. And she's got all her lines and stuff. So, I mean, even if she kind of dies out like the Olsen twins or something, she's still making money from her lines and stuff. And I think that, I mean, Courtney might die out. It just depends on what she kind of gets into and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, alright, then what we do, we'll end on the fact of Kim Kardashian, because at the beginning you said that you weren't that much of a fan of Kim Kardashian. I mean, because with Kim Kardashian, I can openly say and openly admit to everybody in the entire world, I have no idea why she's famous.
Well, I heard she's famous because I think her dad was a lawyer and he was like fighting a case for this famous basketball player or something. I'm not really too sure though. And then she had her sex tape that like got her famous. But I really see, the thing is about Kim, I just feel like her whole family's just eager to get in the limelight 24/7. I don't know, like, I mean, some people can pull it off, but our family just look really kind of desperate, and I'm not really a fan. I'm not a big fan.
No, I mean, she's really pretty. I mean, she's a really good-looking lady, and she's, I've never seen one of their shows, that Kardashian show, I've never seen one. And before, I think it was only last year or the year before that I heard her name, I was like, okay, who is she? And then when I tried to type in what she's famous for, nobody knew. It was really interesting. It was like, I don't know what she's famous for. I can't go, oh, she's got her own reality TV show. I'm like, yeah, but you don't get your own reality TV show if you've done something, until you've done something. And then when someone says, like you say, oh, she's famous because her dad is a lawyer or something, you're like, how does that make you famous? It's just, I think it's a weird world we live in. In the last 5 years, it's just gone from you need to have talent to be famous and be a celebrity to now you need to not even be talented. You need to know somebody who is half talented. Like Paris Hilton's famous because of her father and her grandfather and all that. So you kind of understand, right, they've worked hard to get her where she is. Whereas Kim Kardashian, she's a lawyer's daughter. To me, it's crazy. I don't understand. And she's the most Google search person of last, like 2011, I think it was. Most Google search person. And if that's down to the sex tape, then this sex tape must be the best sex tape in the world.
Yeah. I doubt it, because all the celebrity sex tapes are really terrible.
If that's what gets people famous nowadays, then that's crazy. I mean, do you think maybe this is what we should do in the future? Like, the whole entire world, like, should stop talking about people who are not talented? Or do you think that would be unfair? Do you think everyone deserves their moment of fame?
I think everyone deserves a moment of fame if they deserve it as a person. if you do deserve it, then, you know, why not? But I think it's just too easy nowadays to become famous. I mean, it used to be impossible, and now it's just anyone can, you know. I mean, it is still hard in a way, but it's more easier than it was, and I just think that it's getting really kind of boring watching talented people.
Yeah.
them, whatever. It's just, it's, you know, no, I think it's had its 15 minutes, and, you know, that's it. Time's up.
Right, okay, I guess we've covered the three celebs.
I'm grateful for you talking to me and stuff.
No, that's not a problem.
So thanks very much.
Yep, and thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, it's been good talking.
And you too.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes me happy.
What? No, cut. I don't know if you saw it. This is fairly old news, but I just thought the subject amused me. There was a story about a train crash in Sweden.
That was a comedy story, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Totally. Because the train crash, originally they arrested the cleaner, who appeared to be joyriding the train and totally demolished a building when she derailed it. But now
she
unplugged the vacuum.
Yeah. But basically it now appears that it was entirely an accident, and the cleaner kind of just knocked the relevant knobs and sticks and buttons and just totally punted the train along the tracks until it derailed. I thought it was brilliant. So I was actually thinking, that's terrifying, the fact that someone who is a cleaner is able to demolish buildings with that kind of shit. And, okay, Adam, in your job, you're kind of working in a warehouse.
I am working in a warehouse.
Okay. You're actually working in a warehouse. Do you have the ability to destroy shit there accidentally?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what toys have you got? There's forklifts. Forklifts are always
there. There's like printing machines and shit. I could like press a button and turn it off. Or I could print loads of random stuff.
You haven't got one of those pest things, have you, where you could squash a Terminator?
Yes, we have. Hey, we've actually got one of them cutting machines. And once I remember we did like this joke.
This is much better than accidentally printing the wrong thing.
Now yes. I remember now, because we actually did photographs of like what not to do, like health and safety, what not to do.
You didn't think it was a photocopy, you stuck your dick in it and then hit the button.
We put someone's head right near it, and then when they brought around one of the clients, they told the people, that's not very safe, is it? So we were like, yeah, you're right.
But I was kind of thinking, there will be jobs out there, low-paid, low-skilled jobs, where you could potentially destroy a fuckload of stuff. It's like the cleaning jobs in the nuclear fallout shelter.
In North Korea.
You know, one cleaner's cleaning this key box, one cleaner's cleaning this key box, and they both accidentally turn the key at the same time. They wipe down the keypad and both put in the wrong code, and accidentally we're at nuclear Armageddon. I was just kind of thinking... It's terrifying what could be done. I mean, what carnage can a cleaner wreak, potentially? Aeroplane cleaners. Do they let them clean while the pilots are flying them?
I'm getting a little bit fucking scared of cleaners.
Yeah.
They have all the power. They've got different objectives.
Cleaning is bad.
Yeah. Don't trust a cleaner.
Yeah.
They have access to all areas. You go into some secret nuclear bunker thing, not the one in Brentwood.
Well, the one with the sign, the world famous signpost saying, secret nuclear bunker, this way, 1.5 miles.
Yeah, but what, an actual proper secret nuclear bunker.
Yeah.
One that we've not heard of.
And actually, you know about one.
Oh, I went to a nightclub in Prague called The Bunker that was in a nuclear bunker.
Nice.
Again, not that secret.
No.
Well, at least they didn't call it a secret.
Lots and lots of drugs. I didn't take any. I was only 17. Didn't know how to ask to buy them. But to be honest, they all spoke English. I could probably could have said, Dougs, please. And they go, yeah.
Just wave some zloty around.
Krona.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut. We should always, like, sing a song, maybe, on an outro.
My one skin lies
no,
on
no, not that, that one again.
Jesus Christ. That was so 2012. We've got new listeners now. We got new people. What are you doing?
Thinking.
Why did you have to move your chair back?
Because as I think, my... No,
penis grows larger.
Depends what I'm thinking about, to be honest.
Yeah. So I guess this has been it.
Yeah.
At the end of every show, I always say, like, that's the end forever. I guess this is it. That was the show.
Game over, man.
We're done.
Game over, man.
We have to treat every podcast like it's our last. Because it could be. Because my computer might break next week.
I'm going to get hit by a bus.
Oh.
The cleaner may cause nuclear Armageddon.
But yeah, it's been the Oddcast Podcast UK, episode 77. It's been a fun ride. But we'll be back for 78.
Woohoo! Yay!
Will's like, for fuck's sake. I just fucking stopped.
Will's been running on three cylinders tonight.
Yes, it's been quite funny to watch him. He's pushing, he's going for it. He's like he's trying to have sex with a floppy.
The brandy. The occasional medicinal brandy did definitely make a difference.
Well, you'll be happy to know, Will, we're ending now.
Yay.
For tonight.
Let's record some video shit.
Yeah, just record some video stuff of him falling asleep and put it on YouTube with a cat, because that always gets loads of views.
Yeah.
People love
watching cat stuff.
You ever read the Daily Mash?
No.
Fantastic website. It's just a spoof news website, and they had an article saying, unphotographed kitten found in Glasgow or something like that. So there is a kitten in the country that has not been posted on the internet.
Yeah, you've got Instagram. That's what Instagram's made for. Cats and food.
You see that thing about the fucking horse burgers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I loved that. I'm sorry, I know we're trying to record an outro, but I just thinking...
We didn't talk about horse burgers. I thought it'd be a bit predictable.
I was just going to say there was a...
Horse is tasty.
Actually, yeah.
Well, they tasted. Off! And they're off!
That was predictable, to be fair.
I know, that's why I did it.
All I was going to say is, I've not actually eaten horse, but I'd be well up for it. It's just surprise horse that people seem to have an issue with.
Surprise horse?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, that horse!
And not when I'm saying, oh look at that, surprise winning pony that. Yeah. I'm just saying,
surprise winning.
Yeah. Warning, may contain surprise horse.
That's not a surprise then.
Well, yeah, that's the difficult... It's all right when they say expect the unexpected.
Yeah, but who knows?
Then you're expecting it, and it can't be unexpected.
Yeah, who knows that it was horse, though? Because no one really...
They did DNA tests on
the
burgers.
Yeah, but no one was eating it, again. It's burger tastes like horse.
Oh, right. Who's consuming it? Yeah, it's only when they did the DNA.
Somebody did like that, and then they went, oh, it's got horse in it. They could make any shit up. They'd go, it's got Mexicans in this.
To be honest...
And you'd believe it.
It's a Mexican... But nobody that says it on the packet. It's a Mexican burger.
Mexican bean burger.
It's a beef burger. Mexican, it can't have horse in it. If it says a Mexican burger, it could possibly have a Mexican in it.
It's a great story because, like, everyone in the UK were like, oh my God, we're eating horse. And the French were going, what is your problem?
Well, actually, the irony to me is I went, well, I don't buy beef burgers from supermarkets because I buy my own mince. Because I'm middle class.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck if it's got a horse in it, because it's proper middle class horse.
Well, it's meat, isn't it?
Yes.
It's meat, it's cheap. You buy kebabs, you've learnt not to think about these
You
things.
Know what's in kebabs from yes. kebabs.
There's well, horse in
more
there.
More than what you don't know, and you don't want to. You,
it's the dodgy tramp. John
You always
elephant,
wonder why the tramps disappear certain times of the year. There's always kebabs in
I wish the junkies on Molsham Street would.
Fuck off. Blimey. Can't tell your mates to piss off, will you?
Yeah.
Right, we've been the Oddcast Podcast. We're going to go. I'm going to let Will go to sleep. And see us next week. Yeah?
Yeah.
Go to barkerpodcast.webs.com. Follow me on Twitter at barkerpodcast. Follow Will on Twitter at...
Barger Pruder.
he doesn't tweet me. And he tweets blimey. And follow all the pod gods. Bye!
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast nobody is listening to. # not listening.
Alright, tell her where to find us.
Alright. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rhea.
Fuck off, Adam.